Christy Greener, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. Hi, Brittany.
Hello, Christy.
And we want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. Today, we're going to be interpreting some dreams, and both Brittany and I have been interpreting dreams for years, and we love it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We got some feedback recently from one of our listeners, and it's very good feedback, that he wanted us to remind people that it's important to always seek Holy Spirit more than you are relying on your skill. And that is absolutely true. I'm thinking that we talk about it so much, we think that we make that clear, but we want to wholeheartedly agree with that truth, mm-hmm. because the main dream interpreter is Holy Spirit. He yes. tells us what dreams mean. However, he also teaches us skill. When Daniel was interpreting dreams, and the baker and the is it the butcher?
Cupbearer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baker and the cupbearer came to him and had dreams. And he said, do not dreams belong to the Lord? Dream interpretations belong to the Lord? Now tell me your dream. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying there is, yes, the Lord is our main dream interpreter. We have to be connected to the Lord to get an accurate dream interpretation, to understand what the Lord is saying to us. But also there is skill involved. It's not one or the other. It is like a game of bowling, where if you are, you want to be aware of the gutter of not listening to the Lord would totally skew your dream to not be interpreted well. And if you're listening to the Lord, but you're not involving some of the skills he gave you, you'll get a decent interpretation. But there's usually more the Lord is saying, that having the skills to unpack it just a little bit more will give you more depth to understand what the Lord is saying to you. So we're grateful for that feedback. Thank you. Yes. And we want to encourage everybody to always be seeking out the God who created you, who is giving you these dreams. It's like he created us with an imagination, and he created us with the ability to dream. Dreams are God's idea. It's not a mistake that we dream. And we are created in God's image. 1 Corinthians 5:23 tells us, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we are made in three parts, mm-hmm. your spirit, your soul, your body. And when we are, well, we'd love to teach on more on that. That's just one of my favorite teachings, because, you know, God's God who is three parts, tripartite, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one God. Mm. One God with three parts. And he created us in his image, and we are one human being with three parts, a spirit, a soul, and a body. And all three of those parts can receive information about dreaming. Our imagination, or our mind's eye, is where most of the dreams happen. It's like watching a movie, but you feel emotion. Your soul feels emotion. You are connected to Holy Spirit through your spirit, and your body experiences the dream as well many times. So what we are dreaming is important to understand that it came from the Lord, but not every dream comes from the Lord. You can't have a dream that just comes out of your soul, and it's just you processing things of life. You can't have a dream that is just some stuff's going on in your body, you're sick, or you've got a chemical imbalance, or you're taking medications, all kinds of things that can affect your dreams. But there are dreams that come from Holy Spirit, and he's speaking to us. And when you're asleep, best way to get information from the Lord, because he has your full attention. Mm-hmm. You can't be arguing with him with your soul, like, well, I don't like that. Or you can't be saying, yeah, I don't hear from the Lord, so this isn't anything I have to pay attention to. You know that it's a dream from God, and it sticks with you.
And your logic can't get in the way. I think that's the best way to describe it, because we try to logically deduce, like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. But that's a thing, right? God, you know, God's supernatural. He doesn't always make sense in our logic. The things he does doesn't always make sense. So, yes, dreams are the greatest way for the Lord, one of the greatest ways for the Lord to reach us and speak to us. And who better when you get a dream from God than to go to the source and go directly to God to figure out and work through Holy Spirit, like, What are you saying to me? What's the message? He's, mm-hmm. you know, you're going directly to the source, to the one who gave it to you.
And what's very interesting is when you're a Christian and you have a Holy Spirit connection with the Lord, you tend to dream longer, more in extensive dreams, because you know how to have a conversation with the Lord. You know how to speak to him and let him speak to you, and the conversation seems to go on longer. What we find, though, is the whole world is dreaming. When the Lord told us in Acts he's going to pour out his spirit on all people, he meant all people. And he doesn't only pour out his spirit on believers, which is crazy for us sometimes. We think, well, we're different. God cares for us more than other people. But you know what? Every person is created in God's image. Mm-hmm. Every person is someone the Lord wants to have an opportunity to know him better. And so he pours out dreams on people. And some of our most profound dream encounters are with people who don't even know the Lord yet. And we'll set up in a coffee shop or at a community event and say, well, we're interpreting dreams. And people will come up with dreams that are, and we find out that they don't know the Lord, but their dreams are profound. And when we interpret them for them, they get pretty messed up usually, mm-hmm. and usually want to know more about this God who's giving them dreams. So dreams are powerful.
And they're really an invitation. I think that's exactly what you're talking about. I mean, God's giving them an invitation to find out more, to seek him, to get the answers. And a lot of times we don't know where to go. We don't know how to get connected to him. If you're not a believer, you don't know how to get connected. And so that's why it's just such a joy and a pleasure to be able to go to those events and help to serve in that manner, because we get to connect them with the God who gave them that message.
And when you know the Holy Spirit, you can go to Holy Spirit and say, so Holy Spirit, tell me about my dream, and he will tell you more. When you don't know the Holy Spirit, you're stuck. And that's why we have compassion for people who don't know the Lord and are getting dreams from the Lord, and we can help them to understand this God who's talking to them in their dreams.
Yeah. It's such a privilege.
It is. So do we have a dream today?
We do. We have a dream submission. And the title of this dream, which is what we ask anyone who submits a dream through our dream interpretation site. So you can do that at our website at www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And if you scroll down, there's an area for submitting a dream interpretation. But that form is going to ask for a title. And a title is very important because that helps us focus on what the key important thing is to that dreamer and what they felt like kind of recaps the dream itself. And so the title.
Yeah, it can be kind of hard to give a title to a dream. People don't like it when we ask them. But what I would say, if this were a movie or a play, if your dream were a movie or a play, what would the title of this movie be? Or what would the title of this play be? And you know how a title encapsulates something important about the story, but it doesn't tell you the whole story. That's what a title does for a dream.
Yeah. And so this one is Sprouts, just to give you an idea. And it says, I was getting ready to go to dinner with my husband. As I was getting ready, I noticed these sprout-like things growing out of the back of my ears. They were gnarly and gross, like sprouts on a potato. I pulled them out with roots coming with them, and there were little sores on my skin. I asked my husband to make sure, if he saw these again, to help me take them off. I was so embarrassed that I had been walking around with these things and nobody told me. Then I woke up.
That's an interesting dream.
Yeah.
And so it's important. A couple different things that are important in this dream is she's getting ready to go out to dinner. So she's getting ready to be fed. And again, these dreams have something to do with what's going on spiritually. Even if you don't understand that, it's about spiritual life. So God gives you a dream to talk about your spiritual life, and this person is being ready to be fed. So being fed spiritually is learning and developing, getting into the Word of God, learning to know the Lord better.
Because God's language is a metaphorical language, so he's using dinner to convey
that. Yeah. And now, is there any details she gave us about the dream, about color or feelings or emotions or anything?
Yeah, she says, I don't remember the colors, but felt happy and excited to be going out to dinner with friends, but really grossed out and embarrassed.
Okay. So she's in a community. She's going out to dinner with friends, and she's in a community going out to be spiritually fed. So that probably is either a Bible study or a small group or just a group of Christian friends or a church. It seems like a smaller group of people, so it's probably not the church. So she's learning with friends more about spiritual things, right? Mm-hmm. And she notices these gross things growing out of her ears, out of the back of her ears, and they look like those things that grow out of potatoes they are pretty gross. So, and they're curly and gnarly, which I love the descriptors. So
yes.
She doesn't feel too good about them, and they're growing out of her ears. And she pulls them off.
Yep.
And it leaves a sore behind, mm-hmm. something that needs to be healed, mm-hmm. but she can get them off. Yeah. And then she asks her husband to be sure, or does he ask, she asked her husband to take them off?
She asked him to make sure if he saw them again to
right,
help
but she
her
takes
take
them off herself.
Off. Yep.
She takes them off herself, yep. and then she asks her husband that if she ever he ever sees them on her again, would he please remove them? Mm-hmm. And that's the end. She's a little embarrassed.
Yep.
That she thinks she's been walking around with these gross things in her ears, and she didn't realize it until that moment.
Which is the way dreams work, right? I mean, yes. things something so silly like the growth that we would see on a potato being on our ears. That's kind of dream language. It doesn't yeah. make logical sense. That's why we yeah. can't use our logical mind in it.
yeah. And it's interesting from a potato and what is a potato. You want to look at the metaphor because, as Brittany said, the ancient Hebraic dream interpretation, which is the type of dream interpretation we do that is based out of scripture, is based in biblical language, which is very metaphorical. If you want to understand metaphorical language better, I highly recommend you just look at the metaphorical language in scripture, which would be in Psalms and Proverbs. Just look at that. And how are things described? Look at the parables of Jesus where he describes things metaphorically, and the best ones are the ones Jesus gave, because he usually told the parable to the disciples or people around him, and they're like, we have no clue what you're talking about. And then when he got his disciples, the really interested ones, alone, he then explained to them what the metaphor meant. And that helps you understand metaphorical language and how it works. There's also several dreams in scripture. So that's the metaphorical language we are basing this on. Mm-hmm. And so she is having these potato-like things grow out of her ears. Ears are what you hear out of, obviously, but this is about a spiritual thing. So this is about her spiritual hearing. And it's interesting, potatoes, because potatoes also have eyes. So I don't think it's about the eye of the potato, but it's just interesting metaphor. Like, why a potato sprout? Because potatoes also have eyes. But it is about her spiritual hearing, and that there's something gross connected to her spiritual hearing. And she's with her husband, which there can be layers in a dream, but most of the time for women especially, the husband is the Lord in that dream. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord, she's going to the Lord and saying, would you please let me know if this is coming out of me anymore? This is gross. So as she is going, getting prepared to be with this group of people to go be fed spiritually, she's realizing there's some unclean, ungodly stuff going on in her spiritual hearing, and she's able to get rid of it. So she pulls these things off with no help from anybody, but it leaves a sore spot that needs to be healed. So there will be healing necessary, but you're able to get rid of it. There's no shame. She's a little embarrassed, but there's no shame. But so what that probably means in the spirit is that she is tuning in and hearing spiritual things, but she's not just tuning into the spiritual voice of the Lord. She's tuning in and listening to some other spiritual voices that cause some gross things in her. And everybody else can see that, but she hasn't seen that about herself. As she grows and she matures spiritually, grows closer to the Lord, and prepares to feed on good spiritual food, then, and she's with her husband, she's with this community, these things are obvious to her now. And she's just asking the Lord to help her to use this gift she has to hear spiritual things in a pure way, not in an ungodly, messed up way.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's, I love the metaphoric language that's in this, because it's also speaking to it, you know, had been increasing, but she knows where to go to get help. Like, she's able to remove it, but she also knows where to go to say, hey, let me know if this comes back again.
Right. Right. She's asking the Lord yeah. to hold her accountable, basically, yeah. to use her gift correctly, which is beautiful.
Yes.
So we do bless this dreamer with the ability to hear more in the spirit mm-hmm. of what the Spirit of God is saying, to use her gift in a pure way, and to be fed wonderful spiritual food in a healthy, strong community. And her walk with the Lord will be one of accountability and purity, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So again, thanks for the feedback from our people. And if you have feedback or questions, please send them into our website. And again, as Brittany told you, you can submit dreams to our website. We are a team of volunteers, so it may take a little while. Please be patient with us, but we will get back to you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.